Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 8th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, the big news today is a backdoor in the popular ad package OpenX.org. What happened was that for the last couple months, when you downloaded OpenX.org from its official distribution point and then installed it on your system, you also installed a backdoor. Interestingly, the Subversion repository was not affected by this. It was just the zipped up file that you downloaded from the website. So when they pulled the source together and zipped it up, something must have happened. Maybe an infected workstation or such that was then used to inject the additional code. Now the code is disguised to look a little bit like JavaScript. It is in a .js, in a JavaScript file. Typically those files don't contain any PHP code for OpenX, but this one file does. The PHP code is somewhat obfuscated, but it's pretty easy to find if you're just searching the .js files for the PHP tag, and it should pop right up. We are keeping the details a little bit under cover right now. Heise originally did release this and some code snippets, but not enough to actually see what's happening. The way this exploit works is that the attacker can at any time send a file to this backdoor. This file will then be written to the server in the images directory with the file debug.php, and it can then be executed. So it's a pretty simple, straightforward exploit, which is why we don't really want to give too much details until OpenX had a chance to publish updated packages. At this point, they just removed the infected packages. There has been no public announcement from OpenX as to what they're going to do about this. On the OpenX forums, there were some discussions about it, so it's definitely real, it's confirmed. I looked at the affected source myself and did see the backdoor. So if you're running OpenX, see if you have this vulnerable .javascript.js file and then remove the backdoor. Make sure you don't have already a debug.php file in your images directory. Of course, we can't really say what happens if you are actually infected with this debug.php file. It could be just another backdoor that then is leveraged for more system access. So by the time you get to it, that file may actually already be deleted. OpenX has had problems in the past, so that's not the first time that we have an issue, but in the past it was more a regular bug, not a backdoor, and the package has been suspected in a number of large compromises where an ad server was compromised, and then all sites that served ads from that ad server ended up delivering exploits to visitors. Now that we have a new version of Firefox, I usually don't cover them anymore because we just have too many of them. It's now Firefox 23, but this version is somewhat significant with respect to security in that it enables a new feature to block mixed content. In the past, by default, Firefox would allow you to load mixed content, which means where the main page is HTTPS, but pieces like iframes and JavaScript files and so may be loaded via HTTP. The problem here is the integrity of the main page. If you do load JavaScript via HTTP, but the main page via HTTPS, it could happen that the JavaScript will actually then modify the HTTPS page. So if someone is able to modify the JavaScript in the middle because it is transmitted over HTTP, they then in turn have access to the HTTPS content of the site, and this will now be blocked by Firefox by default. And then in the end, an issue that I'm actually not really sure how serious it is in terms of how unexpected, but Tripwire came out with an interesting blog post about the security of Google credentials in Android. Essentially, whenever you log into Google, you use one password. Now, you do have the option to set up two-factor authentication, but in particular, if you want to store your credentials with an application, you can also create these random passwords that are labeled as application specific, but that's not really what they are. If you do provide an application with one of these specific passwords, it does have access to any part of your Google account. So what Tripwire essentially came up with was an Android application that claims to display your Google stock profile, and as such, of course, can pretend to the user that it has a reasonable need for these application-specific credentials. But as soon as the user does apply these credentials to the application, it is now able to access any part of the user's Google account, for example, Gmail and so on. Again, I don't really think that's so unexpected, at least to me. It's really more a labeling issue that these tokens are called application-specific tokens, which they really aren't. Multiple applications can use the same token, and any token does provide full access to all Google services. Well, that is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.